Hey guys, hope all's well. Just thought I'd check in and say hi to everyone. Hope everyone's okay. I hope you're looking after yourselves and taking life one step at a time. So today I have thought about talking at my podcast about something that happened to me when I was a young kid, 16 years old. It's about reality, and something hit me that I never expected. You know, and this is for people out there that probably, if you're listening and you're young and you haven't realized this, or you're a lot older but you've never done this, I strongly suggest you give it a go. It changed my life on the way I see, you know, older people. And when I say older people, people older than obviously me. So this brought me to thinking about authority figures, right? And you know, when you're a kid, your parents are authority figures, okay? They're always telling you what to do, what not to do, where to go, where not to go, when to piss, when not to piss, when to eat, when you get my drift, right? I can go on. I can keep doing this. So your parents are authority figures. And when you're young, you just want to go out. If you've got Italian parents, like me, strict, they don't want you to go out. Because for some reason, you're not allowed to explore the world. You have to stay home and eat pasta. So, you know, I wasn't allowed out. But there was one time that I was allowed out. And obviously, when I did, I got screamed at. So I got in trouble for going out. I got in trouble for living my life. And for some reason, they were at work and I was home alone. And something just told me, Anthony, go get their wedding album. I don't know why. I don't know why the hell I did this. But for some reason, something told me to do it. So anyway, I go grab their wedding album. And I start flicking through. And now, as I'm flicking through, I'm seeing pictures of my uncles, my aunties, mum and dad, you know, before they got married, obviously, because there was a picture of pictures of when they were younger also. But the wedding album hit me the most, and it hit me hard. And the reason it hit me is because my 16 years of my life, I didn't even know this part existed of them. Because when you're young, all you think about is, oh, what the hell would they know? Like, you don't even realize that they actually had a life before you. You really, really don't. That's honest. Like, you might probably think, oh no, you're stupid. For sure they had a life before you. But when you're a kid, you're self-absorbed. You're not thinking of anyone else but yourself. So when I saw this, and I saw these pictures of all my uncles and aunties and stuff really young, I broke down in tears because it made me realize how selfish I was. How could I not have thought that my parents were going through everything that I've been through already? How can I not actually see that? So when I saw this and I was crying, I honestly cried like a little girl. I really did. And it made me realize, which is like a reality check, which I wanted to, this is the reason for my podcast, a reality check. This was my reality check at 16 years old. I know you're probably thinking 16 is a young age, but it's not really, 16 years old. So I got this reality check and I'm like, wow, my parents had a life before me. And this just changed my life. This changed the way I saw my mum and my dad. Because if you need something to wake you up, to make you realize what your parents are, then you need to invest some time and go look at their photo album or watch their wedding video. I don't believe a wedding video is the best thing to do. I do believe in photos, because when there's photos, you can see everything. And a video, it's just too quick, you know what I mean? That's my take anyway. Everything's moving to technology these days anyway. Everything's gonna be on USB soon. I'm joking, it's past USB. Anyway, so this is where I'm at, okay guys? I got a reality check at 16. I have a lot more respect for older people, and I have a lot more respect for my parents, because know, now I'm 32, turning 33. And so you think about the time that it was when I realized this, it just changed my life. It really, really did. And I'm happy that it did happen to me, that I did go and look at this photo album. I do believe it happened for a reason. I do believe someone tapped on my shoulder, you know, maybe my mum's mum or my dad's dad, and they'll say, listen, you know, go realize that your parents went through stuff. And this is when then I understood why they never wanted me to go out, because they didn't want me to do anything stupid or make any mistakes, because they've already done it. So I saw everything my dad gave me advice on and my mum as something to benefit from, and not think, whatever, you're wrong, you're just saying that. They've already been through that. And that's my reality check, guys. So hopefully this has helped you in any way. If not, well, thanks for staying and listening. I guess I'll see you on my next podcast. All right, guys, you take it easy. And thanks for listening. Ciao, ciao.